high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I like to dream.
Best of the Sunday shows continues. Byron Donalds, congressman from Florida, was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, and his reaction to the government shutdown deal, he sounds a little bit underwhelmed.
Which deal was in place? Is it did the speaker keep his word with the White House? Did he keep it with you? Are those different things?
Well, what's really happened here is that the speaker had an agreement with us in January about pre-COVID spending levels. The deal that was cut in the debt ceiling deal, the speaker was told multiple times by myself in particular, and I told the entire leadership, you don't have the votes at that spending level from the debt ceiling deal. There are House Republicans who will not vote for that. And it's frankly more than House Freedom Caucus members. It was more than that. So there was never an agreement on what the top line spending was. That's why we ended up at this situation. What I will add to that also is there was a measure that was produced by me and a couple other members. We would have cut at a minimum 8% off the top of the federal agencies and secured the border with HR2, stopping the transition of migrants in our country, which is being done by Joe Biden. There were some House conservatives that didn't agree with that plan. Mm-hmm. They wanted to go with 12 appropriation bills. My concern was what you were going to see was a clean CR. And unfortunately, I was correct. That's exactly what happened.
So that measure that you tried to offer in substitution was Friday.
Yes.
And didn't get past those who were objecting on the individual bills, what they wanted to see done there. Okay. So I want to play something from Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. He's the House Democratic leader, their top Democrat. Here's what he says.
The American people have won. The extreme MAGA Republicans have lost. It was a victory for the American people and a complete and total surrender by right-wing extremists who throughout the year have tried to hijack the Congress.
So that language, extreme MAGA Republicans, right-wing extremists, I'm assuming he's including you in that based on your votes and the things that you've said.
Yeah.
What do you say to that? He says you guys lost. What did you extract from what we saw play out in the last few days?
Well, look, I'm going to be honest. We did not get anything out of this continued resolution. The border is still unsecured in our country. Why is that? That's because Joe Biden and the Democrats got their way. The Democrat members are very happy with this deal. I think this is a terrible deal for the American people because cutting this government spending down must happen. Inflation is still running rampant. That's not MAGA Republican. That's MAGA Republican. That's common sense. Having a secure border, that's not MAGA Republican. That's common sense. The Democrats are extremely radical on this position. And so I would implore my colleagues that whatever's going to happen over the next 45 days, we got to stand together because at the end of the day, it is the Democrats who do not want to secure our border. They do not want to get the fiscal health of this nation back on track. They do not care about what is affecting the men and women in our country, regardless of their politics.
Do you think they will stand together? Do you think the speaker's in trouble?
I think he is in trouble. Part of that is because there has to be some level of strong leadership in our chamber. I'm just going to be totally blunt. There are a lot of trust issues in my chamber right now where people feel on both sides of our conference that everybody's not going to hold hands and continue to do this work together. That was indicative also of what happened yesterday on the floor, where it took more Democrats to pass this this deal to keep the government open. The same thing happened on the debt deal. But at the end of the day, we got to find a way to come together, stay focused as a conference. That's what I want to do. But border security has to be the number one thing that we fight for going forward. We must secure our border. Joe Biden simply won't do it. He wants this catastrophe, which is affecting all of our cities. And the only people standing in his way are House Republicans.
We're going to talk about the record high numbers about that later on in the show. But let me ask you, if there's a motion to vacate, would you vote against the speaker? And do you think Democrats would help you do that?
Oh, frankly, I don't know right now. I got to really think about that because there's a lot of stuff going on in that building that's behind us. What Democrats do, I can't even speak to it right now. They don't even want to take care of the key thing in this country, securing our border and frankly, getting our government to just do its job and no more.
There you have it. Byron Donalds, congressman from Florida, on one of the Sunday shows yesterday. Byron Donalds, by the way, it was Fox News Sunday, just for the record. Coming up, will there be a strike down on the Las Vegas Strip? Ted Papa George will join us in just a couple minutes. He's the secretary treasurer for the Culinary Union. 53,000 workers. Their livelihood is in peril. A 95% vote to authorize a strike. That is that's darn close to unanimous. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Raiders are 1-3 on the season after falling to the Chargers 24-17 in Los Angeles yesterday. The next two are going to be at Allegiant Stadium. The Green Bay Packers are here for Monday Night Football 1 week from tonight. The Raiders open as 1-point underdogs. UNLV football is 4-1 on the year, but 5-0 in what matters most, against the spread. The Rebels roughed up Hawaii on Saturday 44-20 in the annual Ninth Island Showdown. And the Las Vegas Aces are back in the WNBA Finals after dispatching the Dallas Wings in 3 games. In what seemed like a foregone conclusion all season, they'll take on the New York Liberty in the best-of-five series that begins on Sunday at Michelob Ultra Arena. Tip goes up at noon.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Like a relatively minor accident at the south end of the valley as you come off of I-215 to get onto I-15 northbound before Russell Road. It's off to the left shoulder there, 15 northbound again before Russell. Still working an injury accident on Decatur southbound at 95. That's at the entrance to get onto 95 northbound. Decatur southbound right at 95. Also new accident to the west side on Tropicana just east of 215. That's at Trop and El Capitan. Should be a great day in the valley weather-wise. Sunny skies, afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. 55 degrees still right now, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Happy Monday to one and all. Good to have you with us. All of us are licking the wounds after a loss to the Chargers yesterday for the Raiders. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Want to visit with Ted Papa George. He is the Secretary Treasurer for the Culinary Union, which last week they voted, 95% voted to authorize a strike down on the Las Vegas Strip. That's 53,000 people we're talking about that could end up going out on strike. First of all, Ted, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here. Pleased to be here.
Bring us up to speed on what happened at the Thomas and Mack.
Well, look, we've been negotiating for over 5 months with the three largest companies, MGM, Caesars, and Wynn Resorts, and we haven't made any progress to speak of at all. We have large negotiating committees, in other words, rank-and-file leaders that attend negotiations, and they vote on proposals to accept or reject, and they made two big decisions. One was to end the contract extensions, which we had signed. All the contracts had expired June 1st. We signed extensions, but they voted to end those extensions and then to move forward with a strike authorization vote. And that's what happened last Tuesday at the Thomas and Mack. And what we saw were tens of thousands of, room attendants that clean rooms, cooks, food servers, bartenders, cocktail servers, bellmen, kitchen cleaners, and everybody in between show up to authorize the union the right to call a strike at any time. And that would be me. I'm the chief negotiator and also the head of the union. But in addition to that, it would be those negotiating committees. So we've got bargaining lined up with these three companies all this week. And, you know, unfortunately, we haven't seen much movement. And if there isn't any movement to speak of, those negotiating committees may vote to set a strike deadline. And anytime after this week, there could be potential strikes.
Does it make it more difficult, the degree of difficulty increase, because you're dealing with three entities and not just one company?
Well, we don't have a bargaining association to deal with, but the reality is it's always been like that. There's always been a few large employers. These three employers control 22 large resort hotels on the Strip. And they are kind of the first round. Then we have several independent companies that are on the Strip, another 9 or 10. And then we have our downtown companies. But, you know, the big companies set the tones. And I can tell you, whether you're dealing with massive, you know, extremely rich corporations or billionaire individuals, they're all tough to deal with.
What are the issues? Are there any common issues across all three contracts?
Well, let me take, if you okay, a minute with that, because they are extremely common. And I bet for many of your listeners, a lot of these issues are affecting them too, whether they belong to a union or they don't, and really just across the country right now. So clearly economics is a big issue. This idea that these companies came out of the pandemic, they're in incredible recovery, they're making record profits, room rates, they're charging 30% higher than pre-pandemic, plus they may not even clean your room that day, and then resort fees and parking on top of that. So, and we're all dealing with the price of gas, the price of groceries, Wall Street landlords buying up housing and jacking rents through the roof. So everybody's dealing with costs. These companies are doing well. They're going to have to share the wealth with big wage increases and also money for health care and to make sure our pension's protected. So that's kind of one that, look, this workload issue. These companies loved it during the pandemic when everybody did extra to protect their jobs and protect these companies. And now they're addicted to that. More work for a lot less workers, especially our room cleaners. We're proposing language that requires daily room cleaning unless the guest opts out, and reasonable workloads. And the third thing, Kevin, is this issue of growth. And we're proposing language that allows our members to assist in organizing non-union workers. And if those workers inside these hotels, specifically restaurants, there's a big surge of non-union large corporate restaurants up and down the Strip and the malls and inside these union properties, that we would have the right to respect their picket lines, and if they go on strike, support their strike. And as you can imagine, that's a touchy issue for these companies. And the fourth issue is safety. We're proposing safety committees and also extension of these panic buttons. We call them safety buttons. We negotiated them for our guest room attendants that clean the rooms, because you basically can work alone up in these hotels. But also to expand it to, you know, cocktail servers on the floor or at the bars, bartenders, if you're out working on the drive or out at the pools, where you can be isolated, because just the reality is these customers are different. They've changed since the pandemic, and the calls to Metro and harassments and assaults, they're all up. So that's an issue across the board. And then the last one is tech. And this idea of technology, we had a huge fight over this in 2018. You can't stop technology. And anybody that says you want to stop it is just impossible. But we negotiate language that they got to give a 6 months notice when they're bringing in tech that could affect your work or your work hours or eliminate your jobs. That gives us time to work with the companies and understand it so we can retrain people, get other jobs in other areas. Because we believe there's going to be plenty of jobs in Vegas. We just don't know the nature of them with this tech, and now with AI coming in, this artificial intelligence, the companies don't even know what kind of tech they're going to bring in the next 5 years. So in 2018, it was a strike issue, and the very last issue resolved. Every company is trying to slash these technology protections, and that's a major strike issue for our members. So there's five kind of big areas, and economics is always a big one, but for everybody now after the pandemic, job security is big, and it always was, but the pandemic just showed us that at some point these companies just look at us as being disposable, and that's a problem.
Are you seeing any reason for optimism? Are you seeing any movement at this late date? You've been doing this thing for, you know, this song and dance for 5 months. Are you seeing any progress at all?
No, we're not. That's why the members voted to end the contract extensions and also to hold the strike authorization vote. And that gives us the ability to call a strike at any time. Look, nobody wants to go on strike, but what the members' message that they sent is that they will if they have to. So, look, the ball's really in the company's court. We've got bargaining tomorrow with MGM, Wednesday with Caesars, Friday with Wynn Resorts. We started bargaining with all the independent companies on the Strip in the last 2 weeks, but we'll see. And if they're willing to make some moves, then we're ready to sit down and spend whatever time it takes and stay as late as it takes and do whatever it takes to get a fair contract. But again, I just want to emphasize this, that these companies are doing incredibly well. They're setting records, and that's good. We want them to make all the money in the world. We want them to do well. We need them to do well. The only thing is they've got to be willing to do two things. One is to share the wealth, but also this idea that you're going to crank up the workload because of the pandemic and not bring all the workers back to work, that's a huge problem. Our union overall is smaller now than it was before the pandemic because companies are either not wanting to clean rooms or they're using technology to just eliminate workers. Or they're just trying to push more workload on folks and use less workers. These jobs are incredibly physical. They're always going to be hard jobs, but there has to be reasonable and safe workload, and some sort of sharing of the wealth is going to have to happen. And if that doesn't happen, there's going to be some strikes, I unfortunately.
And is it possible you could strike one casino, but not the other two groups?
Well, you see a lot of that. And for every union, there's a strategy to deal with these large, massive mega corporations. And that's what's happened over the last 20 years. You know, these companies have combined and just gotten more and more powerful. And really, the average working stiff just doesn't have a shot unless you can stick together, and a union is the best way to do that. And look, a union also is the best friend of every non-union worker, because if we can get better wage increases, then all the non-union professions have to raise people's wages too to compete. But for us, it doesn't make sense. If any one of these companies, the only way our members are willing to say, okay, we'll extend the deadline or we won't take action, as if that company comes forward and settles a fair contract. And if they do, then we'd be very happy to get that ratified with the members and move on to the other companies. But right now it looks like it's all three of the major companies, MGM, Caesars, and Wynn, covered all about 22 or so of those union properties. So no, I think the will of the members is that there's a lot of big events coming up. They can't function without these workers, and we'd like to get this done before these big events come up.
Ted, we will see what happens. You've got negotiations tomorrow with MGM and later in the week with the other entities. We'll keep on top of this. Keep us posted on the progress, would you please?
Look, I really appreciate the time. And, Kevin, maybe you let me on sometime and I can take some calls and talk to some of your listeners.
There you go.
I'm all in.
Ted Papa George joining us, the Secretary-Treasurer for the Culinary Union, representing upwards of 53,000 workers down on the Strip. Unbelievable. Stay with, and by the way, they might all be out on strike in the coming weeks. Who knows? Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. What's the continued fallout of the government shutdown? Has it been resolved? We will discuss. Plus, the ongoing mess at the border.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas. So how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Bucks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. Coming up in our next hour, Michael Schaus, political columnist and the founder.